8:07 on FM Talk 106.5 on this Lundi Gras Monday, Mardi Gras Monday,
right or here Lundi on Mobile
Mornings. Or Lundi Gras.
Yeah.
We've been talking about
both.
That. Yeah, I know. So I'm always worried that, you know, I assume that I'm in the wrong.
No,
and
why?
I mean, I've been down here for most of my life, mm-hmm. since I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clark County,
yes.
which only about an hour north of Mobile. And so I've been coming down for the parades for a long time. But even still, I'm never sure if I'm correct when I say Lundi Gras or Lundi Gras. So I go back and I listen to other people before I go on the air.
Gotcha.
And, of course, everyone else is also split because I hear it both ways. So. But regardless of what you call it, hopefully you're having a good Mardi Gras right now. Yesterday, the weather played a role in Joe Kane Day. Moved some of the parades earlier in the day and then pushed back the later parades at night. Or maybe they got those off on time. But the important thing is, so far, I don't think they've had to cancel any parades so far. They might have on Friday night, but I think that every parade has gone through, and it's looking clear for today and tomorrow as well.
I love when I heard a fact late last week that said in the next few days there'd be 40 parades in less than 3 or 4 days. I mean, they're
Man.
Rolling. They're not playing around, and it's interesting because it's become a part of life for us. We've lived here now since 2013, but it's interesting when you have visitors in town. My parents are in town visiting from Michigan, and they're meeting so many nice people who listen, who say that they know that they're in town because they listen to FM Talk 106.5. But my mom, she was blown, both of them are blown away at the economic boom that happens for the city,
mm-hmm.
and so I took her over to Toomey's, and so she could understand, and she's like this is serious business. It really, really is. This is like the Super Bowl for, you know, when it comes to Mardi Gras and families and fun, and so many businesses are being discovered for the first time,
yeah.
and welcoming in, you know, all these visitors, and it's fun. It's just family fun.
And a lot of new businesses that have popped up that mm-hmm. have had their first Mardi Gras or
that's
second
right.
Mardi Gras, so
that's right.
Love this time of year. If you want to check out the parade schedule, mm-hmm. well, lucky for you, we have it on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click Moon Pie Minute at the top of the page, and today it all gets rolling at about 11 a.m. That's not a parade, but that's the arrival of King Felix III, and then at noon, they'll get that King Felix III parade kicked off, along with the floral parade. The MLK Business and Civic Organization parade gets kicked off at 3 o'clock. You know, Mobile, not the only place Mardi Gras ended up today. Mardi Gras at the Wharf starts at 3. In Fairhope, they have the Order of Mystic Magnolias at 6:45, and then, of course, tonight, 7 o'clock, the Infant Mystics Parade starts rolling right here in Mobile, followed by the Order of Doves. So plenty to go for today. Also, of course, tomorrow being Fat Tuesday, lots of stuff to check out. And we've got it all right here, FM Talk 106.5. And you can click on that same link. We've got the Moon Pie Minute, first time ever this year. Rennie Brabner, who does such a great job with the Moon Pie Minute.
He's so awesome.
The story of Mardi Gras, not necessarily the history of Mardi Gras,
right.
but you'll find those two intertwined pretty closely, and Rennie does a great job of putting together the Moon Pie Minute. You can learn more about Mardi Gras than you ever thought you could. If you want to binge listen, or if you missed a day here or there, we've got them loaded all the way through yesterday, and you can hear today's right here on FM Talk 106.5 live. About every other hour we run those. But check them out online, fmtalk1065.com. So we got a lot we could talk about this hour. I know gas tax with the session, the general mm-hmm. session beginning tomorrow on Fat Tuesday, which...
It's just so strange.
They did it because they know, and I know our representatives from down here will be up there.
Of course.
For the session. But to put it on Fat Tuesday when Mobilians, I mean, we could care less what's going on in Montgomery tomorrow. It's after that that we'll be like, all right, what is going on up there? And I know Governor Ivey, she's been making her way around the state and pushing this gas tax pretty hard. So we could talk about the gas tax. We could talk about Mardi Gras, maybe the coolest or weirdest throw you've ever received mm-hmm. at Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple lists here. 15 ways to communicate now in the digital age. Because,
ooh.
You know, everyone grew up, maybe everyone had a landline phone for the longest time. And there were certain ways you act when you have a landline phone, especially if you're sharing the phone line with your parents downstairs. No, not pointing any fingers.
What about the party line?
The party line. So we'll get to that. But Greg in Orange Beach, he's on the line. And you can join Greg, 343-0106. And we'll talk a little bit about the gas tax. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Morning, guys. Well, a couple of things.
Good morning.
Morning. Happy Mardi Gras to everybody.
Yes,
yeah,
happy Mardi Gras.
Here's what gets me about this gas tax. Kay Ivey, Chris Elliott, other local legislative delegates from down here all run as Republicans, conservative Republicans. And they never mention about a tax hike when they're running, but let them get in office, and here we go with what I would consider a business-killing tax that will hurt middle-income Alabamians and people that are less than middle-income Alabamians. That's who it'll hurt the most, along with small business.
If you could speak directly to the governor, what would you say?
What I would say is, here's what you need to do, Governor Ivey. The answer is not a tax increase. It is accountability from ALDOT. ALDOT and its select few contractors, they have a bottomless pit of money to draw from. And when they do projects in Alabama, it is never a set price for what they do. There is so many ways they can upcharge the state of Alabama, and if you notice, it's always the same contractors who get these big contracts. Mm-hmm. And here is what ALDOT does. For instance, they'll send 12 people, 5 trucks, and 3 pieces of equipment to do a job that private industry would send 2 men in a pickup truck with a shovel to do. Accountability is the answer, not more tax. I mean, we are taxed. We're taxed enough. And why would Alabamians give the most inefficient spender of money more money to throw away?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think that's the main hangup with most Alabamians is not that the roads don't need work. I think a lot of Alabamians agree on that. But the spending, and we've seen it in federal government and state government, I know Alabamians want to make sure our money's going to the right place. So, Greg, if you knew that they were going to spend the money exactly how they should spend it, and it was all going to go to roads, and it was going to be spent the most economic way,
More transparency.
Yeah, more transparency. Mm-hmm. Would you agree the roads do need work?
I agree that the roads need work, but I would still not give them more money. Accountability is the answer. More money is not the answer. I believe that they have more than enough money to do what they want to do if they would get real about it. And what happens with these politicians, you know, especially career politicians, when they get in office, they magically become smarter than everybody else in the room. And in order to make ALDOT an efficient run agency, they would have to work. They would have to roll up their sleeves, get involved, and do the work of the people of Alabama, and they don't want to do it.
Do you see any roads on your daily commute that really jump out to you that have just been suffering and just getting worse over the years?
I don't, not in Orange Beach, although we do see a lot of work that is being done. And again, that's where, you know, it's obvious to the most casual observer that what they do here, they incredibly overman the project. I mean, like I said, you'll have 12 men out there on the job. One of them's doing some work. The rest of them are standing around a pickup truck. It's grossly mismanaged, and it starts at the top. And what's so disheartening is these people who run as conservative Republicans are now standing there banging the drum to raise your tax. Sandy Stimson wants to raise gas tax. And everybody knows that the gas tax is going, gasoline is going back up. It always does. And when it does, it will hurt middle income and less than middle income Alabamians.
All right. We appreciate the call, Greg. I know you're not alone in feeling that way. Governor Ivey, she did have a press conference Friday afternoon, which, if you know the news cycles, they usually call that the Friday afternoon news dump. But
right.
This was a pretty big press conference in Montgomery. She had Tommy Battle, mayor of Huntsville there, also Walt Maddox from Tuscaloosa, and Sandy Stimson, our own Mobile mayor, was up there. And they released some more of the details about that tax bill that might be passed with this special session or general session that could turn into a special session this week as soon as they gavel in tomorrow. So,
real quick, I'm sorry. This is news regarding the tornado. The youngest victim has been identified as a 6-year-old little person.
Oh. That's awful.
Yeah. And those numbers, unfortunately, are expected to rise. Mm-hmm. We're at 23 for the death toll, the search and rescue teams, which is always promising until you hear search and recovery. So
right.
That's happening today. Just keep all these families in mind.
Yeah.
The EMA has set up different Facebook pages and informational sites where if you want to give or if you're trying to locate a missing family member or friend, this should help. This is where social media and digital media really helps in these times of need.
Yeah, it really does. And if you missed it, the awful news yesterday, what Kelly was just talking about, massive tornado tears through Lee County, Alabama, right there on the Alabama-Georgia line. The number right now of dead, 23. And as Kelly just mentioned, expected to rise. Children, she just said, youngest 6 years old, all the way up to victims as old as the age of 80. So keep Lee County in your thoughts and prayers, and we'll keep you updated on more information as it comes through. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And coming back, I'll let you know some more of those details from Governor Ivey's gas tax bill. Yellowhammer News has the scoop after the press conference on Friday. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, thanks, Kane. 8:24 on FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley.
Oh. I'm sorry, Dalton.
Yeah, what's up?
Looking at the headline from our news partners at WKRG, up in smoke. News 5, Skycam captures thick smoke covering downtown after portable toilets fire in Bienville Square.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh,
The porta potties. Oh, man.
Fire in Bienville Square.
That is not going to smell good.
You know what's bad is whomever has to respond to this.
Yeah.
They know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get that call, that's a bad day when you get that call that you got to respond to a porta potty or multiple porta potties on fire.
Ooh.
And if they're stacked close together, I imagine that fire can spread pretty quickly.
And let's be real, we've got hundreds.
Yes.
Hundreds of people
now,
a day
not,
using those.
Not the time for porta potties to go up in smoke during Mardi Gras.
I'm clutching my imaginary pearls.
Thankfully, this is not, you know, midday or mid-afternoon when more people might be using those porta potties. Hopefully no one was in there at the time, but it gives me I don't like how I feel after hearing that news. Not at all.
Hey,
speaking of maybe they'll have some junk to have cleaned up there in Bienville Square after this porta potty fire dies down, and hopefully it's not a bad fire. Let's get that out of the way. But Trey Bennett and the crew, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Sean was mentioning going into the weekend, you know, you have all this stuff at home, and stuff can be repurposed as Mardi Gras throws. We've seen some crazy things thrown off of floats during Mardi Gras. But if you're not able to get all of that out to the Boom Boom and thrown off of floats, Trey Bennett and the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, call them and they will take care of that junk for you. They do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. So, you know, that's a joke with the Mardi Gras stuff. But if you do have a bunch of junk that you want to get rid of, old swing set, you know, maybe you've got bowling balls that no one really wants to take from you and your bowling career has died down. Doesn't matter. Trey Bennett and the crew will come out. They'll get the junk. And one of the best things about using Trey and the crew, you make your appointment and they show up right on time. They're not like some of those companies that give you a big window, 4 or 8 hours, and then they may or may not show up after you've taken the day off work. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, go to the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, set up your appointment, and they'll be there exactly when you're expecting them. And another very important part of using 1-800-GOT-JUNK, the price you get quoted is the price that you will pay. All the people I know that have used 1-800-GOT-JUNK have nothing but glowing reviews for Trey and the crew. So once again, if you want to join the club, get a quote, set up an appointment, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So,
Dalton, real fast, back to the tornado.
Yes.
You know, we told you a few minutes ago that the youngest victim has been identified as a 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Her picture is now online. Taylor Thornton.
Heartbreaking.
I'll tweet this out. A GoFundMe has been set up for Taylor Thornton's family. This is coming to us via Twitter from Sally Pitts at WSFA. Taylor was one of the children killed in yesterday's tornado. Her family asks for your prayers.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. I mean, just a sobering day yesterday from Lee County, Alabama, and that number expected to rise. Hopefully it doesn't rise at all, but that's not what the search and rescue crews are expecting. They're expecting to have more.
We're at 23 right now, and we talked about whether or not this was an EF3 or EF4 tornado. Dr. Bill joined us and spoke specifically about, you know, when the Weather Service team, when they get on boots on the ground, they could, in a matter of hours, assess, you know, the speed of this of this tornado and the damage, the structural damage that was caused. But if you've seen any of the videos that have been posted, it's horrific.
Yeah, it really is. And speaking of that, our buddy Ben, who's always on top of, I like getting my weather forecast, of course, from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, but Ben likes to send us radar sometimes when we've got big storms moving through. Mm-hmm. And also, he shared this drone video with us overlooking the damage in Lee County from that massive storm that rolled through yesterday. And I'm watching it right now on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065, and it truly is just widespread devastation. I mean, what was that quote you said earlier? It looked like someone had taken
a blade
and just scraped it across the ground.
Yeah, that was what the sheriff there in Lee County, Jay Jones, said. And you think about people, Ben's a perfect example because he works outdoors and his business depends on the weather, and so he's got a great eye, he's a great photographer, when we receive video from him or pictures, I mean it's real time. It's visually impactful in so many different ways. And that drone footage, I tell you, for those who aren't fans of drones, this is when drones really come into play, because you're not putting human beings in harm's way, but you're able to capture visuals that you'd never have from the ground level.
Truly. And just heartbreaking to see this video on our website and to hear the news from you. Now, the youngest that's been identified, 6 years old, and I think they said oldest has been up to 80 years old. So,
and the damage was more than a half mile wide. And I moved here from Kansas City, and so of course we know tornadoes. Like, you know, hurricanes here, we know tornadoes, and I mean the destruction is mind boggling. And of course, you know, some people, you know, they have to live in certain homes that aren't structurally as strong as the brick, you know, homes. And so the motor homes and because there's people who are traveling, or the RVs, or the what am I trying to say?
The
mobile homes. Thank you. Yeah, you know, those families, they only had about 5 minutes from the moment that siren sounded and the alarm sounded to that tornado touching down, and two within an hour. So, very sad situation for our friends in Lee County.
Yeah, and an important reminder to, you know, be prepared with a plan. Have an idea of what you're going to do, because when that time strikes, when it's a tornado, I mean, with a hurricane, at least you get more advanced notice, but tornadoes, they just come down, and we've certainly had our share of those here in Mobile as well.
And can I just real quickly, and a shout out to all of the meteorologists, those who are on our local airwaves. You know, we have, of course, Local 15 or My 15, My NBC 15 and WKRG and Fox 10, because these meteorologists, these men and women who are trained, right? They go to school for this. They're so they're trained. They know what they're talking about. And still, there are people who have the absolute nerve to complain when they interrupt their story, their game, their whatever you're watching. But we're talking about lives depending upon accurate information. So kudos to all of you in TV land and radio land and at the weather service for doing what you do.
Yeah, your programs can wait. Trust me. When there's important breaking news like that, those are the people we depend on. 8:30, coming to the phones right after the break, 343-0106. I'll also read your texts, and we're talking gas tax this hour. And I haven't given an update. My baby daughter turning 3 weeks old tomorrow.
Waiting. I mean,
I know you've been waiting
on
for it. So for Kelly, I will give an update on what it's like
parenthood.
Being a dad for me. All right, coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way. FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Coming to the phones in just a minute if you want to join. 343-0106. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive, where we talk with Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, Dalton. Hope everybody's doing great.
We're doing fantastic here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and I'll be doing even better if I can make it out to the McConnell Automotive lot later today. You know, we talk about trucks often here, but SUVs are a very important vehicle, especially for growing families or grown families that need to fit more people in. Tell me about some of the SUVs you guys have on the lot.
Well, Dalton, that's a great point, buddy. We talk about that truck a lot because it's cool.
Yeah.
people are buying them like crazy, want to check out the new Sierra 2019 model. But listen, we have six different SUVs, Dalton. Three are Buicks and three are GMCs. And what I want people to understand is that nobody beats our prices on a GMC or Buick really anywhere in the country. They may advertise the price, but we actually honor those prices. So I'm going to give you an example, which is a Buick Encore, the little Buick. people can get in that thing for $169 a month, which people don't know that a lot of times. And the new GMC Terrain is the small GMC that people are loving, but you go all the way from the GMC and the Terrain and the Encore all the way up to the big Yukons and Denalis and the Acadia and, of course, the Buick Enclave in between. So I just want everybody to know you can get anything you want out of an SUV at McConnell. All you got to do is check our website out, and I invite people to come shop that family. And honestly, right now, we got incredible deals on. People need to check those things out at McConnellAutomotive.com, buddy.
All right. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a good one.
Y'all have a great day, buddy.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65. 8:39 on FM Talk 106.5, and talking gas tax this morning as General Session gets started. And over Kelly's shoulder, looks like Senator Doug Jones on CBS this morning.
Yeah, it's the banner says "Fighting for Justice." Alabama senator on prosecuting Birmingham church bombers decades later. Oh. He's on national news. Do you think it's a bit ironic that Governor Kay Ivey and then her former opponent, Governor Walt Maddox of Mayor Walt Maddox of Tuscaloosa, of course, they were they're going head to head in the gubernatorial race. Do you think it's ironic that they're on the same side for this gas tax discussion?
And also Tommy Battle up there too, who also ran. So you had those two mayors, and you had Mayor Sandy Stimson up there for the Friday press conference.
Do you think this is a topic that maybe that would have come out had they actually had that one debate everyone was waiting on?
I don't know. I mean, if they're all on the same side now, would they have all been on the same side of raising the gas tax then? That's a good question. And, you know, talking with Greg earlier in the hour, he said he just wants transparency. There wasn't much talk of the gas tax going into the last election,
right?
And that's because it's unpopular. Any kind of tax in Alabama is going to be unpopular, the politicians know that. But now the governor on Friday, she had a press conference and released that Rebuild Alabama plan. So we have some more details into that now. But first, I want to go to the phone lines where Lou has been waiting to talk about the gas tax. Lou from Mobile, how you doing?
Great. How you doing, bud?
Hey, doing great. So your thoughts on this potential gas tax as General Session gets started tomorrow?
Yes. You know, I'm for a gas tax that will improve our roads and is dedicated to improve our roads and also dredge out the ship channel. But I want to see it as a tax neutral. In other words, okay, if you're going to raise my gas tax, lower the tax on food.
A seesaw.
Because, yes, it's called tax neutral. It's just ridiculous at what we're having to pay. Just pulled into McDonald's to get a sausage biscuit, and it was $1. But when I left, it was $1.10.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just it's unreasonable because we're punishing the lower and middle class, making them pay for this. And the politicians can't see this. So they got to give us some relief and go tax neutral.
All right. We appreciate the call, Lou, and those details from Kay Ivey's press conference on Friday. They did release some more, and this comes from Sean Ross over at yellowhammernews.com. So they had to release the bill a couple days ahead of session beginning so that all the lawmakers can read over it. But he writes, the revenues raised from the new proposed fuel tax will not be able to be put towards salaries or other compensation that are not direct project costs, purchase or maintenance of equipment or building structures or buildings that are not installed as part of a road or bridge project. Says ALDOT's portion of the revenues from the tax will be put in the new Rebuild Alabama Fund. Yep, we have a new fund on the way, which will be annually audited, he says, and reported to the Joint Transportation Committee with a mandatory itemization of specific projects. That's why Ivy was stressing during the press conference that the bill has strong accountability measures. She's talking about that annual audit and the report that goes out there. And the governor also confirmed she's moving to stop the recent annual diversion of money from the Road and Bridge Fund. It's been going to pay for those shortages in the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, paying to get troopers out there on the road, and the money that's used by Aaliyah. And she said she will propose to the legislature this year what's been a yearly diversion of approximately $63 million. That will be cut in half, and Ivy hopes to bring that number down to zero in the coming years. So just some more information.
But on the flip side, the other argument that you're hearing kind of swirling around, and it's rumbling, and it impacts you in a different way based on, of course, the type of job you have and how you're, you know, able to raise your family. But people are saying, you know, why make this gas tax any higher, and then you're impacting the people who need it the most to get to work, mm-hmm. to be able to make a living, to support their families. Why not pull that money from property taxes? Why not raise property taxes? That's what's being discussed. And, you know, whether or not lawmakers hear that or and will somehow find a happy medium, you know, we've got to wait until tomorrow, of course, when the kickoff of the 2019 legislative session starts.
And it's looking like gas tax will be the first thing that they go after once this general session starts. And Lord knows there's a lot for them to get to this general session. You mentioned it earlier. I had my pick of the wheel,
yes.
of what to talk about.
We have it right here for you.
Prison.
Gas tax, yeah. Prisons, lottery, distracted driving, teacher, state employee pay raise, permitless carry, jail food, racial profiling, payday loan. That's an interesting one. This proposal would extend the time that people have to repay a payday loan from 2 weeks to a minimum of 30 days. The proposal is designed to give borrowers more opportunity to raise the funds needed to repay a loan.
Mm. That is interesting. That you mentioned distracted driving. I'm hoping,
yes.
that this doesn't have, on Midday Mobile last week, Sean and I were talking about this Florida proposed bill, mm-hmm. about dogs in the,
yeah.
car, and that being this doesn't have anything to do with dogs, I don't think. Just distracted driving in general, I would hope.
Well, this is this is really aiming toward texting and,
okay,
and, you know,
good.
Dialing. This is and again, this list was compiled by AL.com. They say when it comes to distracted driving, the proposal would forbid motorists from holding a cell phone and other devices while driving. A person could use a hands-free system to text by voice and make and answer calls if they only touch one button. Republican Senator Jim McClendon of Springville says that his bill is patterned after Georgia's law. Alabama's currently, the law currently has a ban on texting and driving, but McClendon says it is largely, unenforceable because an officer cannot tell if a motorist is texting or dialing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've wondered that too with this, because so many other states already have this texting,
mm-hmm.
law.
Mm-hmm.
What's the perspective from a police officer or a sheriff's deputy driving down the road? How easy is it to tell when somebody has their phone in their hand? Because, you know, lots of sneaky people out there, and I'm not saying that, okay, I might have done this once a long time ago, but mm-hmm. keeping it below the dash, keeping it kind of low. Now, I only text, if I do text, when I'm at a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be one of those people that doesn't move when the light turns green, because I absolutely abhor those people. And I always get stuck behind them. They're just sitting there on their phone, light's green, I'm ready to get home or get,
yeah.
to work or get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But to do it safely and, mm-hmm. text when you are completely stopped. But what about when they're going down the road? How hard is it for a police officer to see that somebody's doing that?
I would think a police officer or a state trooper, you know, they may, if they notice, you know, you bobbing and weaving through the different lanes.
That's a tell.
They may, they'll pull up next to you and you're so busy looking down, that they're able to see, okay, your eyes are looking down at something. I was driving near a high school student who was so busy texting that she was going left and right, and so I politely did the mama honk.
Yeah.
And I laid on the horn, and it scared her. So it scared her. But
good.
But she stopped.
Yes, you probably scared her back into the lane.
Well, you know, those mom moves. Speaking of which, you, mm-hmm. know, as a new dad, okay, so tell us about the baby.
Oh, man. Well, baby's doing good.
Yes.
She came a little bit early,
uh-huh.
so she was a little light, a little,
uh-huh.
bit lighter than you want a baby,
mm-hmm.
to be when they,
mm-hmm.
come into the world. But there's been, of course, way worse stories than mine. Mine wasn't even a bad story. She's so healthy now.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the smell every now and then when you get around her that she's very healthy.
Your tweet was so, I teared up when I saw your tweet, because I remember we had this discussion. I said, if you think you love your wife, wait until you meet your child.
Mm-hmm.
That type of love is something that it's you can't even describe it.
Yeah.
And so I could feel that in that tweet.
I am in love with her. And I don't know if the tweet you're mentioning is the one where I passed out.
Not that one.
Okay.
When she was first born. Mm-hmm. The most beautiful thing you'd ever see.
And now she's opening her eyes. And I know, mm-hmm. so many parents out there,
mm-hmm.
Can identify with this. It's the first time I've been able to, you know, talk about it from my own point of view. But,
yeah.
just I'm able to look her in the eyes. That's so cool that I made that. I made that.
You made that. And yet she looks just like your beautiful wife.
I know. Yeah, that's... throw me a bone.
I know.
It's the hair. the tan skin, which good for her, she did not get my pale SPF 30 skin. I was hoping that she would not get my my English tan, but she did get the wife's Italian skin. That's good news.
Yes.
She's got the wife's black hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking like she's going to have the wife's eyes. She does have my nose, which is good as of now, and she does have my cheeks, but I think that's more because I have
toes?
Baby
what
cheeks.
What about her little toes?
She's got some cute little toes. That is one thing. My wife
looks
a little bit shorter.
Yes.
I'm a little bit taller, and the baby does have some lanky legs and lanky arms, so I'm hoping hoping we got a tall one, hoping we got a volleyball player in the family.
She's made just like that so that it's like a little version of your wife, and so she already has you wrapped around her fingers. Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear all the nicknames you have for her, too.
Oh, there's plenty. Trust me.
And, Izzy B.
Izzy B. That's not one. That might have to be added to the list. I call her Izzy all the time, but she is. You told me I wouldn't be getting as much sleep, and you were right about that. But at least I came prepared because you, Sean, so many other people have been preparing me for this moment. And
well, I mean, you have like 22 jobs, so you prepared yourself as well.
Yeah, I'm used to running on no sleep, so that's good. 848 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back to your calls when we wrap up Mobile Mornings. 343-0106. Hoping everybody out there having a good Lundi Gras. Going into Fat Tuesday tomorrow. Going to get cool weather with Dr. Bill up next. .854, wrapping up Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 on this Lundi Gras, Mardi Gras Monday, going into Fat Tuesday tomorrow. Hey, what if you only needed one company to take on all of your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new CSpire Business. It's the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. They have over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. That's cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired. 8:55 on FM Talk 106.5, and talking a lot about General Session as it begins in Montgomery tomorrow. Oh, and
I was going to say something else.
Oh, what was that?
Well, you know about the situation downtown.
The lit porta potties.
Uh huh. So Mobile Fire Rescue, and I'm telling this right now. Matter of fact, let me hit send. They went with the tweet of the day. They put what a quote crappy start to Mardi Gras Monday. At approximately 07:56 hours, Engine 3 responded to Bienville Square, where six confirmed portable potties, portalettes, were burning.
Only six. That's good.
Right. E3 cleared, because they posted this on Instagram, and so then it went, and then they also tweeted it. E3 cleared the scene at about 08:34, and an investigation is underway into the cause. No injuries were reported, and the look how fiery that is.
Wow.
Right. So you wonder if someone said, ooh, I'm not really proud of what happened in here. Let me light a match.
Yeah.
Because that's old school.
Smoking in the boys' room.
That's true. Okay, I didn't think about that. I thought about like old school, how people would light a match and then that helps with whatever you left behind.
There's that too. And that's a
but there's toilet paper down there, and I bet you that's what happened.
Well, you know, Elon Musk, he finally got their SpaceX Falcon up to the International Space Station. Probably enough gas and all these porta potties combined to make one trip to the moon, I would imagine. But speaking
of
General Session, we were talking about distracted driving and texting while driving, and Vincent in Mobile wants to talk about that. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great. So driving and talking on the phone.
Yeah. Yesterday I was in Georgia and driving along, and we saw a state trooper. We knew he wasn't speeding, but he pulled us over. My wife was driving, actually, and he stopped us. She was on the phone, and he told her it was against the law.
Wow. That was in Georgia?
Yep.
So he writes you a ticket, or he let you off clean, or what happened?
Yes, he did let us off because, you know, we're from Alabama. I said, well, look, we're from Alabama. We didn't take a Georgia test to get our driver's license.
Yeah.
So we didn't know.
Yeah, well, good excuse and good for the state trooper to let you off. Thanks for the story there, Vincent. See, I'd never actually met anybody personally who'd been pulled over for that. but I guess it's happening out there. I always thought it might be too difficult for state troopers and police officers to see you on the phone, but if every time I pass somebody on 65 who's going slow in the fast lane or stopping traffic, I'll always look over, and they are usually on the phone.
And you know what? You think about it. They are not in the mood for the shenanigans. When you look at the stats of how many people have been maimed, killed, due to distracted driving, you'd understand why. Sometimes they let you off with a warning, but most times, and if you're honest with yourself, it's deserved if you were texting and doing other things other than driving. I mean, those vehicles weigh a couple thousand pounds.
Yeah, I mean, they're killing machines if used improperly. And well, you said if you're an honest person, you know, yeah, I messed up there. Well, most people aren't, and most people are going to blame it, I don't know, on the state trooper or whoever pulled them over. Like, it's your fault that I was using my phone.
Look, I was pulled over one time. I mean, I was flying over the Cochrane Africatown Bridge, and the trooper said, "Do you know why I pulled you over? I said I was speeding." He's like, "What was going on?" I said, "I had a really good song on." So, I was honest. I got the ticket, honest, just so you know.
Honesty pays.
And I paid for the ticket.
Yeah, you paid for honesty there.
I'll never listen to that song again.
8:58, Mike Gallagher Show on the way. Hope everybody has a great Lundi Gras. That does it for Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.